Good time, good cheer, and a brand new year.
The Holidays with Sam returns on 1310 News.
Our hearts were captured this year by a young girl by the name of Hillary McGibbon. Hillary's a six-year-old girl here in our beautiful city, and she's fighting against a rare blood disorder, aplastic anemia, and we're joined by Kelly. Hello, Kelly.
Hello, Leah.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing this morning?
Good. And Kelly, we're thinking about you and we're thinking about Hillary. And, you know, as Hillary's mom, how has this Christmas been different for you?
We've definitely got a different lens on. Mm-hmm. We're wearing a...
Hey,
Hills.
Hi.
Oh, Hillary, I'm so excited to hear your voice.
Hi, Leah.
Hillary, I've thought about you 100 million times.
She's fighting a sneeze here. There.
Oh, you're going to sneeze on me?
You got to talk on the radio.
Yeah. It's nice to see you, too.
Oh, I'm so happy to meet you. We're Twitter buddies, aren't we?
Yeah.
I love watching you on Twitter. And when you're, you know, you write your little notes on there, it just makes my heart smile.
Aw.
So tell me, Hillary, what's on your Christmas list this year?
Definitely a Betty's. So what Betty's do is actually, when you're like so tired of making your bed in the morning, Betty's can do all the work for you. All you have to do is zip up your whole bed and put the pillows on. That is all. All the sheets are connected and you zip up your bed. Just like a normal bedding, but you just zip up your bed.
Hillary, I need a Betty's too. I'm going to ask Santa. Mm-hmm. Hillary, how are you feeling these days?
I'm feeling great.
Yeah. And how is it? Are you at home now or are you still at the hospital?
No, I'm not at the hospital. I'm at home.
And how is it good to be home?
So good.
Yeah. What's it like to be with your sister and mom and dad?
Feels really good.
Yeah. And tell me, I saw a post you put out on Twitter and it was about is it your Nan and your papa?
Nan and papa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They come every day.
They come every day. Well, not every day. They don't come every day.
Every day.
They come, like, mostly every day. And also, their elf on the shelf actually flipped over their tree. And since I didn't come to set up their tree, the elf on the shelf did. And now he flipped over the tree.
That elf on the shelf, he sounds like a character. And how are you feeling these days? How's your health, Hillary?
Pretty good.
Yeah, you're feeling good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some on days, some off days, eh? Every day is really different, eh, Hills? You know, every day we're like, oh, that's new. And we just deal with that and move on because we're very lucky. We have a very lucky presentation of this disorder. And so we're comfortable at home, eh, Hills?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, we bring listeners back to Mother's Day of this year was a really hard day for your family, Kelly, and for you, Hillary. And you've come so far. You've really, you know, your whole family has become Ottawa's family.
Yeah.
We've taken you under our wing, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
And I know Mom has worked really hard to have all these clinics so that people can come and donate blood. And you've really brought a lot of attention to that. How does that make your heart feel?
Makes my heart, like, open and feels so nice.
Yeah. And how is this Christmas maybe a little bit different for you, Hillary? Do you remember Christmas last year?
Yeah, Christmas last year was really good. But this year is a little different because, you know, there's a lot of things going on. I have to go to Chill most days. And then, well, not most days because I'm on the 3-week wait now. So, it's pretty good, but... It's just a little changing things.
No big parties, just small visits.
Just small visits. We put a big invite for my family to come one day here because, like, we can't have a big party and all that stuff.
What do you miss most about going to school?
Ooh.
Probably the math, the science, and the learning.
Yeah, and you miss your friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. And tell me...
I'm in my grade one class.
Yeah, you're in grade one. What school do you go to?
St. Leonard.
That sounds like a pretty cool school.
They did a lot for you, eh, Hills? What did they do?
Yeah.
They made 1,000 what?
They made 1,000 paper cranes, like probably more than 1,000.
Yeah. Wow.
We pray for you, Hills.
working.
And how does it feel, Hillary, when you know that our whole city, everyone is thinking about you, and they're coming out and donating blood, and we're trying to find a stem cell donor for you, and for all, you know, everyone's fighting different diseases and making sure everybody, how does that feel to you that everyone is really giving you this big, giant Ottawa hug?
It feels, like, really nice, and it opens my heart and makes it so nice.
Yeah. And when you think about going into 2020, what does that feel like for you?
The new year.
It feels pretty good. I mean,
what do we have planned? What are we gonna do? We're just gonna grow some bone marrow.
We're gonna stay at home, be safe, do our medicine correctly. And I have a few tips on the medicine.
Yeah.
Maple syrup doesn't work anymore for me.
No.
So we use pineapple juice, and it is the cure. But you have to just get the canned pineapple. If you would like pineapple juice, just go ahead and take it, but I don't like the pineapple juice. It tastes gross. So I just use the canned pineapple.
Canned pineapple's good.
Out of the can.
Yeah.
And I put it into a little Dixie's cup, and then I just drink it with some cherries and the pineapple. Totally the way to go.
You are giving.
And you also need water. And if you are using ice cream, do not use it.
No.
Okay.
Oh, that's so good to know. You're giving us all great tips.
Oh, yeah. The doctors say you're a really good patient, eh, Hills?
Mm-hmm.
You're a really hard worker, you know?
You've got
amazing. She's been through quite a bit, and she's very resilient. You know, we gain a lot of our strength from Hillary. You know, I think a lot of people can understand that getting up in the morning can be challenging. You know, Hillary bounces out of bed, and so we all do, you know, and all of us, I mean everyone following her, you know. We get a lot of heartfelt messages that say Hillary's kind of inspired them to be grateful for today, right, Hill?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we want to make
sure. I get up in the morning at 6:30.
Wow, you're up makes bright and early. We want everyone to follow you on Twitter, so it's hashtag start with Hillary, right?
Well, it's actually, sometimes it's hashtag start with Hills.
Well, your yeah. Twitter name is Start With Hills.
Yeah, right. Start With Hills, but my real Twitter, like, account whole thing is Start With Hillary, hashtag Start With Hills. How can I forget the hashtag? My most important part.
Yes, we can't forget the hashtag. You're like a cool social media girl now.
Hillary kind of teaches me a bit about social media. That was my first time creating a Twitter account, and she has kind of taken the reins, actually. So it's what's that?
Well, we're actually doing a giveaway on Twitter, so if you want to join, go join it.
Oh, that's exciting. So, Kelly, tell me a little bit about those days where maybe social media is a bit quiet and maybe the hospital's a bit sleepy and you're there with Hillary and, you know, I know you're at home now, but on those days, how do you get through those days, Kelly?
Oh, man, that's a deep question. Because all of the support does help. You know, it helps bring me outside of myself. But I think we're just hyper-focused on achieving remission, right? So we're just really focused on getting better. So those times are, Hillary and I kind of discuss what's next. You know, how can we get better? What kind of exercise can we do today? Or how can we make something that's challenging a little easier, and then we really look forward to the future, eh? This is a condition that we can possibly achieve lifelong remission with no side effects and no, altered lifespan, and not everyone's so lucky. We go to CHEO and we're friends with so many people who are in the most challenging circumstances imaginable. We've got people who have just undergone a stem cell transplant and who are, you know, dealing with the complications of that, and or we have people who can't find a match, you know, in the registry, mm-hmm. so they have to stay on this medicine because they can't find a match, and so we just keep positive, we just mm-hmm. stick together. I think that's really important too, and having this additional, you know, purpose gives us something to work for, to work towards.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah, and the giveaway is actually in a month, so yeah.
The what's in a month?
The giveaway, so.
Oh, the giveaway's in a month. Perfect. We'll keep our eyes peeled for that.
Yeah, someone made a donation, and we're going to give it to CHEO, so we're going to... we're going to
amazing
give that away on Twitter.
Wonder Workshop did it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
Kelly, you know, on this day and you know, days leading up to Christmas, there's a lot of mums and dads running around and, you know, trying to put the perfect gift under the tree and trying to do all those kinds of things. What would you say to them?
Oh, my gosh. I've been, like, wrapping presents in the garage with my toque and coat on. It's like, you think it's difficult, just it can be a lot more challenging. So try to embrace, you know, the hustle and bustle of the holidays. But I think, you know, it really is more about than what's just under the tree, right, Hills?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like,
yeah.
You know, what's it about?
It's about, like, love and helping people. And so, like, when you're it's basically like when you're giving something to somebody else, Santa Claus is bringing some things to you. So you can keep giving and then bringing. Giving,
oh.
Bringing.
Oh, it's
giving, bringing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's like a cycle.
Yeah.
So we can, because Santa brings you presents, you're able to give more to others?
Yeah.
Oh.
So presents are actually just, it's not, like, Christmas is not about the presents. It's just about love, passion, and nice.
Family.
Family.
Hillary, if you had a minute alone, just
the presents I lost.
Absolutely. If you had a minute alone with just you and Santa, what would you say to Santa?
I would say, you didn't have to do this, Santa. You know I could have just used my toys at home.
Oh, you're a character. Never change, Hillary. Never, ever change. Are you going to be singing over the holidays?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do, well, we don't really do Christmas carols, so I think I'm going to do a Christmas carol this year, and I'm going to sit over in the fire with Tazakoku, and we're going to have matching pajamas.
Yes, we're having matching pajamas. She's making us wear matching pajamas.
I love it. I love it.
Well, I'll does not know yet.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you, Kelly and Hillary McGibbon, you two have made my Christmas.
We could not have, this would not have worked if it not had been for the participation of everyone in the city. I can't do what you do, Leah, and Andy, and everyone with radio and television and Canadian Blood Services and CHEO. And, like, it was truly a group effort, you know, and that the success was increasing that stem cell registry and giving Hillary a better chance for finding a match if we need to go that route. So we want to thank everybody, right, Hills? Because it was a huge, it's just like school. You got to work as a team. And
you got to work as, okay, let me tell you something. If you don't work as a team, nothing works for you. But if you work as a team, everything works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Good, wise words from 6-year-old Hillary McGibbon. And Hillary and Kelly, it's been my absolute pleasure today. Thank you so much. Wishing your family and Alyssa and your husband a beautiful and magical Christmas.
Thank you, Leah.
Thank you, Leah.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Love you, too.
I love you, too.
Take care.
I'm giving you a big hug right now.
I can feel it. It's fantastic.
Whoa, squeeze harder.
I got it. Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Bye, Leah.
Bye, honey. Take care. And thank you so much for joining us, listening to our beautiful Kelly and obviously beautiful Hillary McGibbon on this amazing Christmas here at 1310 News. We've got more coming up for you. Stay with us on 1310.
Ho, ho, hold on. The holidays with Sam will be right back on 1310 News.